No, I don't think so. The fact is that you have to give something. So why not the best of diets, which has also the healing qualities? So because honey is mentioned as fihi shifaul linnas, and apart from that, the research which has been conducted so far tells us that honey has excellent qualities. It is the nectar of flowers, and also some enzymes are added to it by the bees, and it's produced most hygienically. Of all the foods that are ever produced, this is the most hygienic. Things can be preserved in honey for thousands of years. And honey has certain elements, for instance, propolis is an element which is used for the manufacture of honey to keep it from any biological life, save it from any biological life which could injure it in any way. So it's the most perfect antibiotic. And this discovery was made a few years ago in France accidentally. They were experimenting on various bacteria which are found attached to various insects. There are certain types of bacteria which specialize on being attached as parasites to certain insects. So when the turn of honeybees came, they were surprised to find that they were completely without bacteria. No species whatsoever of any bacteria could be discovered from under their feet. So this led them to further investigate. And they investigated and found that honeybees manufacture or draw as extract from poplar and some other trees. In fact, they are capable of making this propolis. Allah has taught them how and where to get it from. But even when you are keeping honeybees in boxes, they first manufacture propolis, then apply it to all the borders of the entries, and each time they enter their beehive, they first step on the propolis and then enter the beehive. Completely pure. So all the beehives have on their edges a blackish element. That is propolis. Every time they step into the honeycomb, they step on the border and then enter after being cleansed. So this is why honey is completely free of bacteria. And also, as the Holy Quran tells us, it has qualities of healing itself. So out of all the diets which you could think of, honey obviously is the best. It suits with the children as well. And it has a good effect on throat, for clearing throat. Even cough, they give honey, and it has very good effect. So because particularly the throat of the baby is not very clear at that time. It has some, they call jala, you know, things which are removed afterwards. So honey is the best diet. And because Ahmadullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do it, so it has an added, much more added value than just this. We follow our lovers and enjoy it, the ones we love and enjoy it. Just to imitate the beloved is an act of pleasure. So those who love Ahmadullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they do it out of the love, and if there is no other benefit to be drawn, even this particular benefit is better than any other.